It's 72 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check in with Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities over in Normal on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we've had back and forth prices this morning. At the moment, we have May corn down a penny at 376, 4¾ off their recent high, and we have December down, rather up a half, at 388¼, 2 off their low and 3 off their high. May soybeans up 4½, 10.04¼. They hit 11¾ here at 8:30 this morning, and the Novembers are at 10.04, up 6¼. They were at 9½ at the 8:30 time frame. May wheat 4.74¼, up 3. We have June hogs 77.70, down 75. June cattle up 87 at 117.47, and the May feeder cattle up $1.40 at 144.65. June gold up 220 at 1242.40 an ounce. May silver at 1701½, up a half cent. And we have the mini Dow index at 17,960, up 58. The S&P is up 6½ at 2089.75. July crude oil 44.21 a barrel, up 62. With the June bonds at 161.11, down 19. Mixed grain prices with beans leading the way to the upside, 3 to 4 cents. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that report here on this Tuesday morning. Some of the outside markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now trading up about 63 points. It's back over the 18,000 mark at 18,041. The S&P 500 currently up 8 points. That's at 2,095. The NASDAQ off to a solid start, up 17 points at 4,912. And Pete mentioned some of the futures on the precious metals. Looking at oil right now currently, that's at 43.40. That's up 76 cents per barrel. And looking over at the precious metals right now, gold up $3 at $1,243.20. Silver up a penny at $17.02, and copper down slightly here in the early going. And a reminder, we are in the middle of our Spring Forward Pledge Drive here at WILL. If you value the ag programming you hear every day, give us your support right now at 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org. And a reminder, if we hit our $90,000 goal by midnight tonight, we won't have any of the longer pledge breaks that usually mark our pledge drive. So that's a reason to give your support right now, 217-244-9455, or go online to willpledge.org. Weatherwise today, partly sunny skies, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 76 degrees. West winds up to 10 miles per hour, shifting to the northeast this afternoon. Cooler tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low 52 with northeast winds 5 to 15. Cooler tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 66 degrees. East winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, showers and a chance of thunderstorms, the low 55. Thursday, partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 73 degrees. Friday will be partly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 66. And it looks like rain is back in for the weekend. A chance on Friday night with the low 49. And then Saturday, as of right now, calls for showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 68 degrees. They're putting the chance of precipitation right now at 60%. Still early in the week, so we'll see what happens there for folks maybe taking part in the Illinois Marathon events this weekend. But as of right now, it looks like rain is in the forecast, and the rain stays in there for Saturday night into Sunday, and really a chance of rain every day starting Friday night all the way through Monday of next week. Stay tuned. We've got On Point coming up next here on AM 580, and that'll be followed by Here and Now. So stay with us throughout the day for all the latest news and information. More ag programming coming up throughout the day as well. Todd Gleason, of course, will have the closing market report just after 2 o'clock this afternoon. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. And, of course, you can find all of our ag programming online at willag.org. 72 degrees at 9 o'clock.